Dear friends, welcome to this week's Virtual Drasha. This week, we are privileged to read Parshas Shoftim. And this Parsha, like so many of the other Parshas in Chumash Devarim, is filled with so many meaningful and magnificent messages of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu conveying to us these nuggets, these morsels, these pearls of wisdom, intended to allow us to self-actualize, to embrace our national and personal destinies. And many of these messages, at first glance, seem relatively straightforward and simple. But yet, when you pull back the layers, you begin to appreciate the full profundity of these messages. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, this is in Perek Ches, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 18, verse 13. Tamim tihya im Hashem Elokecha. So I understand the last part of the phrase. With Hashem, your God. What does the word tamim mean? See, interestingly enough, the word tamim is often translated as perfect. Be perfect with Hashem, your God. But we know that cannot be the meaning of this phrase. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes many demands of us. There are many obligations that rest upon our collective and individual shoulders. But yet, the one thing Hashem never demands, never asks for, never requires is perfection. For the simple reason that we are unable to comply. Even if He did ask for perfection, we would not be able to produce that result. So what does Tamim mean? And the Mefarshim go in many different directions. But I want to quote to you Rashi. Rashi says something so beautiful. Rashi says, "Tamim tiyam Hashem l'kecha." What does it mean? His halich imo b'tinimus. Walk with Hashem with a certain level of completion, or better stated, simplicity. Utitzapelo. Wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velo tachkar achar ha'asidos. Don't try to figure out the future. Ela, komashi yavo alecha kabel b'tinimus. Whatever comes upon you, accept it with a sense of simplicity, a sense of wholeness, and a sense of trust. Vas tia imo ulechelko. And then you will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion. According to Rashi, essentially, tamim tia Hashem lekecha is the mitzvah, is the obligation, the mandate for emuna pshuta, simple faith. Simple faith. There are so many things in this world that don't make sense to us. So many things in this world that we really can't figure out. Leaves us scratching our head wondering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, what's your plan? What do you want? And this is true as individuals. This is true as a nation. There are things that happen and we so desperately want to understand all the different machinations, all the different pieces of the divine plan. I want to understand how this fits, how that fits. I want to understand why the righteous suffer, why the wicked prosper. I want to understand so many different things. I want to understand why our brothers and sisters are still languishing in captivity in Gaza. I want to understand why we've had to offer so many on the collective altar of self-sacrifice of Klal Yisrael. I want to understand how, although it is so clear that the Jewish people and the Jewish state is on the side of good and light, but yet the nations of the world don't seem to see it. I want to understand why the aggressors often are portrayed as the victims, and the victims are often portrayed as tyrannical. I want to understand it. I want to understand why there are sick children. I want to understand why there are couples who can't have children. I want to understand why there are those who are so desperately yearning to find the zivug, to find the shidduch, but yet can't. I want to understand all the different complexities in life. Why is there so much pain? Why is there so much suffering? Why is there so much difficulty? All good and legitimate questions. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, not your department. Not your department. That what it means to be a Yid is to just believe in Hashem. To just believe in Hashem. And just to somehow use that belief as like the balm, the salve, the bandage to put over what is sometimes a broken and wounded heart and soul. Ribbono shel Olam, I believe in you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you've got my back. And although, of course, it is part of our nature to try to understand the complexities of life, but recognize that I'm often going to come up intellectually short. I'm not going to understand it. I'm not going to comprehend it. But I can't let the lack of answers or the lack of comprehensions get in the way of my relationship with Hashem, and certainly cannot let it get in the way of my spiritual advancement. Tamim tiyam Hashem al-kecha. Just be complete with God. Just be whole with God. Just be good with God. Be simple with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emuna pshuta, simple with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the great choreographer. You are the great universal quarterback. You have all the pieces, right? You've got it. And you know everything, your past, present, future. And so whatever you're doing, whatever decisions you're making, whether I understand them or agree with them, are being made through the prism of past, present, and future. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Don't spend your energy and your time trying to figure out the different cheshbonos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't try to figure out what the future holds. Don't try to figure out, ultimately, again, the great complexities of the universe. I mean, you can, but don't spend all of your energy and time on that. Rather, as Rashi says, Ela kol mashiyav olecha kabel betmimus. Whatever ultimately, again, happens to you, recognize it only happens because Hashem wanted it to happen. There's no event in this world that happens to you if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want it to happen to you. Which means if Hashem wants it, it's part of the plan. And if it's part of the plan, that means that somehow, some way, it's for my good. It may hurt. It may be difficult. It may be scathing at times, as individuals and as a nation. But it's all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan. And the sooner we are able to accept it, lean into it, then we can maximize those circumstances as well. The great tzaddik, the Bisola version, the Heilige Rishoner, takes this idea in a little bit of a different approach. And the Rishoner one time on Shabbos was talking to this Hasidim. And he said, I want to explain to you the pasuk of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokeach. And he said, I want to illustrate it with a story. And this was a true story. True story. The Rishoner talked about the chassid of his, who was Baruch Hashem, a very successful businessman. And you know, there's dangers with everything in life. There's a danger with success as well. And what happened? This man recognized that with material success, sometimes one could allow the material to totally encroach and sometimes even have some overpower the spiritual. So this successful merchant recognized he needed to make gedarim, he needed to make boundaries so as to preserve his spirituality. And the one major boundary he had is, I'm not transacting any business before davening. The Rishoner said, this chassid, not the biggest tam tchachim, it wasn't learning hours a day, but he was always makbid on davening, on tefillah. Says, I'm never doing business before davening. That was the line that he drew in the sand to preserve his spiritual standing. So the Rishoner said, the one time the chassid went to a particular fair to sell his merchandise, whatever the merchandise was, and he wasn't able to offload the merchandise. So he came back home with really a tremendous amount of merchandise. Not good, not a good situation. And the following thing occurred. So the chassid's walking into the Beis Medrash, about to start davening, and on his way in, a government official comes wanting to purchase the merchandise. Now you have to understand the hashgacha pratis in this. He had been unable to offload this merchandise at the fair. So now he's back home, a little bit probably despondent, you know, didn't make the money he thought he was going to make. And mamish, the government official comes to give him a government contract for this merchandise, literally again right by the Beis Medrash. Incredible. Only one problem. It's before davening. So the chassid, you know, again, this wasn't an erlich chassid, an amistic chassid. I don't do business before davening. So he goes ahead and he says to the official, you know, he actually motions like this. Now he figured, the chassid figured, that if he just keeps elevating the price, the official at a point will just like say, forget it. You know what, it's not worth it. And then the chassid could go daven, the merchant, fine. So the chassid keeps going like this. And the government official says, okay, you know, yeah, essentially, name your price. Name your price. So the chassid realizes that, you know, the merchant's not getting the message. And I guess, you know, when you're spending the government's money, you have a lot more to spend. So he realizes he can make a windfall over here. But again, you know, your standards are your standards. And what you got to do is what you got to do. And this chassid says, I don't do business. So at a certain point, he just kind of turned away from the official. So the government official got a little bit offended, understandably so, and said, forget it. Obviously, the Jew, you don't want the business. And the government official walked out. The chassid goes on to daven. So the Rishoner turns to the chassidim. And chever, you can imagine, like the chassidim are on the edge of their seat. They're wondering, what happened? No, what happened? And the Rishoner says, I know, he says to the chassidim, I know you're all waiting for the end of the story. Right? Because what you want the end of the story to be is, and the chassid finished davening, and another vendor came along, or another purchaser came along, and he offered him 10 times more than the government official offered him. And you see, he kept to his spiritual standards. He had this beautiful and incredible windfall. Look what happens when you do the right thing. And the Rishoner says, chassidim, I'm not telling you the end of the story. Because how the story ends is not the relevant part of the Maisa. But rather, what is the relevant part of the Maisa? That this chassid was willing to do the right thing without any guarantee of success. He was willing to do the right thing even though at the end of the day it's quite possible no other vendor was coming back, or no other purchaser was coming back, no other government official was coming back, and he wasn't going to make the windfall. The tachlis of the story is not what happened after davening. The tachlis of the story, the purpose of the story, the message of the story, said the Hilchos Gedishiner, is about a chassid being willing to do the right thing without any promise of future success. The Gedishiner says, that's the meaning of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. Do the right thing without any promises. Do the right thing without any guarantees. Chevra, if there was a guarantee or a promise for doing the right thing, we all would do it. What makes doing the right thing so difficult and at the same time so great is because there are no guarantees of success. Like Antigonus says in Pirkei Avos, Al tiu kavodim hamishamshines harav amenas lekabal pras. Do not be like servants who worship the master for the sake of receiving a reward. Antigonus is not saying there's not reward. There's reward. There's reward for everything. There's reward in this world. There's reward for in the next world. There's reward for me, potentially. There's reward for my children, for my grandchildren. You know, we don't know how the system of reward works. So because you don't know how the system of reward works, I know that there's reward for every positive thing, but where it comes, how it comes, to whom it comes, that's the great unknown of the human condition. So Antigonus says, if you're going to go ahead and essentially engage in quid pro quo Yiddishkeit, quid pro quo spirituality, you're going to be highly disappointed because that's not how it works. So instead, do the right thing because it's the right thing. Serve the master because it's the right thing. Tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, be complete with Hashem Baruch Hu, do the right thing without any promises of success. And perhaps that's what Rashi's saying as well. Ultimately, Lotach kor achar ha'asidos, Rashi says. Don't try to figure out the future. Don't try to figure out, you know, when is the windfall going to come? Or if I do the right thing, yeah, the deal's going to fall into place. Whatever happens, accept it. If you know that you're doing the right thing in life, you know you're living the right life, doing the right thing, then some way, somehow, everything works out. How does it work out? When does it work out? What does working out look like? I don't know the answer to those things. But I just simply know that some way, somehow, it works out. And that's my avodah, says the Rishner. I'm not going to finish the story because whether the chassid landed the deal or not is not the ikur. The ikur of tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, to be complete with Hashem, is a willingness to do the right thing. To do the right thing. Even if at the end of the day you have no promises of future success. You know, we had a Baruch Hashem in our shul. We had a bris this past week of twin boys. So for me, it always resonates with the incredible beauty as the father of twin boys, Baruch Hashem, in addition to Kenina Hara, four daughters. And these twin boys, when they were named in shul, so amazingly enough, one of them was named for a 16-year-old great uncle. Who was murdered during the Holocaust. And the other was named for a grandfather, great-grandfather of the little boy, the Rachanimo, who survived the Holocaust, labor camp to labor camp, tzara to tzara. You know, I have to tell you that as I was listening to this, these little boys, born in the middle of a war for Klal Yisrael, born at a time where there is so much simcha, so much happiness, so much success for our people, yet so much heartbreak, and named after a young man who never made it out of the Holocaust, another man who survived and rebuilt. I realized that, like, that's Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. We, our people, were built upon generations who are willing to do the right thing, even when there's no guarantee of success. No one has ever given the Yid a guarantee of success. That's not true. The Ribon Shel Olam has always given us a promise of success. And that success manifests itself in the Nitzchius, in the eternality of our people. That's who Klal Yisrael is. We are an eternal nation. So that we know that as long as we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as long as we cling to one another, as long as we have that, somehow, some way, everything works out on a national level. But on an individual level, There are no guarantees for anything. But the power of our people is the willingness, the strength to do the right thing in life, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to our Torah, to cling to one another without any guarantees of success, without any promises of anything. That's the power of our people. So that decades later, two little boys receive the names of one who died al Kiddush Hashem and one who survived and built a life al Kiddush Hashem. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. It's the power of us as a people. We have to kind of dispense with the notion of quid pro quo Yiddishkeit. You know, we are utilitarian beings. So as utilitarian beings, what often happens is we only want to do things that have like a payout. And we only want to do things, you know, for which I know I'm going to get something. And that's fine, you know. None of us are showing up for work if we're not getting a paycheck, right? And none of us are showing up for work if there's not some level that I'm getting out of my career. That's fine in the career world, it's fine in the material world. But in the spiritual, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, aim higher. Aim higher. Don't sit there by the divine ATM expecting that if you put in your card of mitzvahs and zechuyos, you're going to get something out. You will. But don't take that approach. Tamim tiya im Hashem Elokecha. What Moshe Rabbeinu asks of us, what he demands of us, what he begs of us, is if you want to actualize your personalistic, individual and national destinies, if you want to become the best version of yourself, find the willingness, find the koach, find the power to do the right thing, to take the right steps, to go ahead and pursue the path of light, the path of holiness, the path of goodness, the path of spirituality, even without any promises of future success. And if we could summon up that strength, then we take our place in a long line of powerful Jews who have lived their lives with this same mantra. You and I are here today because of generations who came before us who lived lives of Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha. May we be Zoche Meretz Hashem to exhibit this same strength and pave the way for the generations who will follow. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.